All right, time for trivia, ladies and gentlemen. And when you get ready to do some trivia, why not call in a trivial person?
Yes.
Here is the most trivial guy I know.
Hey, I'd be entertaining if you were playing Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, you would be.
Or if you're just sitting around, you know, playing trivia at the lunch counter.
Or if we're doing
at Sutton's or Bredman's,
like,
or
rock and roll trivia.
Oh!
We would both be extremely...
You know what? If you did rock and roll trivia, Ron and I would come over and bring pizza.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We could be like, you take it to the road.
I'll never forget that time that we were at a party and you had put together all this stuff.
It was my 45th birthday. Yeah.
Exactly. And a whole bunch of friends around the room, and I walked in and somebody, you know, needed somebody on their team
or whatever.
And they said, we'll take Ron
on Ron was
team.
A ringer.
Yeah, but it was fun.
It was really fun. I still got that tape. I have like 200 tunes, like little snippets. One night, the ACC crew were up in Charlottesville driving around, and I mentioned that I had that tape, and Steve Martin said, the rent-a-car here, they've got a cassette player, and they throw it in. We'd go back to the hotel.
Yeah.
We drove around Charlottesville for about an hour.
Yeah.
So they could play the whole cassette game.
And he knew all of them, right?
Mike Hogwood was in there, and at the time, our analyst was... Doc Walker?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
African-American guy?
Yeah. Now we got Dave Archer.
Yeah.
But nobody wanted to go back to the hotel. So I'm like, okay. We had fun. But anyway, that's got nothing to do with what today. Yeah. We're doing the NBA draft.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the NBA
is
about
to... There is a draft
to...
in here. You might have left the window open.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There used to be a draft back in the 70s, too.
Yeah.
We didn't want that one either.
Mm-mm. No, sure didn't.
The NBA draft, NBA season is, you know, cranking up, and although I can't say that I'm a big NBA fan, but our question's revolving around its draft. Yeah. In the 1984 NBA draft, who were the two players taken ahead of Michael Jordan?
I know one of them right away.
In the 1984 NBA draft, who were the two players taken ahead of Michael Jordan?
Well, why don't we say if somebody gets one of them, that would be the winner.
No,
is that all right? You don't want to do that.
We're gonna lay this. No,
look, okay.
We're gonna.
All right.
Yeah. Look,
we'll be strict about this.
All right.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
I believe the two players taken ahead of Michael Jordan in the 1984 NBA draft would be Sam Bowie.
That's one. He was number two.
And Hakeem Olajuwon.
You got it. See, you got it. We got good people out there who are on top of the stuff.
I thought of Sam Bowie because his career didn't work out all that well because he was always hurt. Hakeem Olajuwon was a fantastic bona fide star. You know?
Yeah. Number one was Hakeem Olajuwon from the University of Houston who went to the Rockets.
Yeah.
And then the Portland Trailblazers selected Kentucky's Sam Bowie, and things didn't really work out.
Bowie because I'm so used to saying David Bowie, but it's Bowie. Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
What many forget is that Sam Perkins was number four.
Yeah.
And taken by the Dallas Mavericks. Charles Barkley rounded out the top five, and he went to the 76ers.
And Sam Perkins had a great NBA career as well.
Yeah.
What a good guy. I love Sam.
You know what? Yeah, Sam, good guy.
Yeah, big smooth.
Yeah,
I like that guy.
I'll never forget. He just kind of out on the floor, just everything. Just,
a lot of people thought he was loafing, but he was not.
No, just laid back.
He's playing very hard, but just, you know, just relaxed and so smooth and everything that he looked like he wasn't trying, but he really was.
He did well.
Played like he was 6'9", but played like a 7'2" guy.
Yeah, ask Ralph Sampson about that.
Long arms.
Take Ralph out there on the perimeter a little bit and school him. And Michael Jordan didn't have a bad career either.
No, not bad at all.
No, he did all right.
And Sam extended his career quite a bit by becoming a really proficient three-point shooter.
Yes, he did.
Toward the end there.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he was always pretty good at it, but, you know, he got really good. He was a specialist at the end of his career. But thank you so much.
You know what? You are oh so very welcome.
Bringing back the memories. As you always do.
Thank you, Bob Hope-like. All right, buddy. See you tomorrow for Rock and Roll Tuesday.
You got it. I'll be right here.
All right.